Call a meeting order, January 27th, Board of Supervisors.
We don't have to do that.
Okay. Reports and recommendations of the board. Do we have any reports or recommendations?
I want to just throw this out there and ask, is there any sentiment that you all would like to meet with Eddie Kaiser and talk to him about this, or else I'm gonna put it to bed and call the guy and tell him we're not interested? But is the board interested in talking to that gentleman one-on-one about the EMS service that he's offering?
Well, I thought we were gonna have a month and just to talk with him. Is that the same one that was here before?
Yes, but I...
I've got no objections to talking to him, but I want some assurance that he's not coming here and, we'll use Thomas Walker for example, buy up their equipment and 6 months later determine that I'm not making money and shut it down, and then we're out of all the equipment and everything.
Well, my point is, I think it's gonna be a great income for the county, but my biggest point is, I would like to move forward and explore this or put it to bed.
Well, just on my side of things, I can tell you right now, there is no EMS agency in this county gonna sell their trucks and let them use their building.
I don't think so either. I mean, if they can come up with a different plan and...
Well, but we are the ones, the board is the one that is backing these. Can they survive without the county's backing? But like I say, fellas, I'm not here to make everybody mad. I just want to know whether I need to put this to bed for myself or not. And I would like, if we need to do a vote on it, whatever.
Well, I can't speak for the rest of the offices and stuff, the buildings and stuff, but like, Keoki's is still on Penn Virginia property up there. They were permitted on, you know, on something like that. So, you know, I don't know that Penn Virginia would come in and let them use that building since, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if they let them sublease it or not. Those are things like that we'd have to, you'd really have to look at. But like I said, I'm totally open to conversation with them. I said that all along. I mean, you know, if there's something that they could work out with, even work out with the rest of our squad people just to help some kind of way. I mean...
Yeah, I spent a good hour and a half, 2 hours on the phone with him. He's way off on his money as far as what he's going to bring in on Cowboy, Roger. I mean, he's off by over $500,000.
I'm looking at his payroll to the people that he's going to put in, that's going to be put in. That's what the side I was looking at.
It'll be another thing like disclosed. Because you're paying, base pay for a driver is like 20-some bucks an hour. You know, we were base pay around $14 an hour. You take the call volume he's talking about, then the refusal rate that you're getting, they'd probably lose $25,000 a month. It's easy.
But well, let me ask this right quick, sorry. No, let me just ask it or I'll forget it. Timed. What about down at your place, Thomas Walker? What's the...
That's my next question.
What is the outlook on that down there that you see?
I haven't talked to him. And I see if JR
I'm in a meeting.
Is gone, it's gonna, they're gonna struggle. But I honestly don't know.
I'm not opposed. And that's what I was talking about.
I talked to him the other night.
This morning.
I want JR talk to him more than me talking to him.
You can pull in and look.
Right. What I'm saying is that might be somewhere they could get an opening to where they could come.
Well, see, I mentioned that to Mr. Kaiser, but he said, but this is kind of call volume they got down there. And he said, well, we couldn't really go in there and do that. Well, there we'd have to get something out of that hospital in Millsboro.
Yeah, you're gonna go to Millsboro.
Because of convalescence, we'd have to have some convalescence runs out of the hospital.
I can tell you, that ain't gonna happen. That. Millsboro ain't gonna give that up. No, they ain't gonna, it ain't gonna happen.
Millsboro ain't gonna give up.
The 60 gals.
Hospital calls, rather, convalescent stuff out of Kentucky. They ain't gonna share that with nobody up here.
Yeah. The 60 calls a month that Thomas Walker gets down there, you take what they would pay, the $20 base rate for a driver, and then you know, they put the paramedic whatever down there. I mean, they'll never make the money. They won't be profitable at all.
Not to be a turd, but these people are scheduled 1 to 1:30 in the next one be here. We can put this under investment of funds probably and discuss it a little bit more in closed session if you want to.
Yeah, we can do that.
You have to add that to the motion, though, whoever makes it. The motion go in closed session, just add in.
Okay.
Yeah, I brought, add that in so we can get these people in. All right, because there's two. Reports and recommendations. We're still under.
Make a motion to not allow animals in the courthouse rather than, I mean, other than.
Not allow employees to bring animals to the courthouse.
Correct.
Okay.
Second.
Motion been made with a second. Any discussion? Only thing I would add is if they got, I don't know, medical reasons of some kind, but it'd have to be
documented.
That's for employees. May not be hard to get, I don't know. But run that by, I would run that by the attorney and see what she says too.
Okay, well, do you want to just amend?
The motion's been made with a second. We're gonna vote on it.
Okay, well, I just didn't know if you wanted to amend the motion.
No.
To do that with.
Just run by the medical reasons with her after we do what we do here.
Okay.
Motion's been made with a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Anything else under reports and recommendations?
Excuse me.
If not, reports and recommendations, county administrator. Do we have a motion to go in closed session?
Make a motion to go in closed session. Let's see, 2.2-3711A1, employment personnel and investing of public funds, 2.2-3711A6.
Second.
Motion been made with a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? I'm now in closed session. Interviews. Motion.
You got the note or the goal?
Courthouse. I guess it is. You know somebody's gonna walk in on a dog.
Yeah.
The language just needs to be in there.
Let's see.
My recorder's off, right?
Yep.
Do we need this?
I'm now in open session. Anything you talked about, or do it? You sure we don't need to vote public?
No, you don't have to vote public.
We kept in closed session and on course.
Yes.
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 Yes. I guess we just need to adjourn.
No, we need to make a motion on retaining, probably retaining
Dane
for as a contract employee.
Yeah, for 6 months.
Or a part-time employee,
yeah.
For up to 6 months.
Make a motion to hire Dane Poe as a part-time employee for up to 6 months to help with the transition of the county administrator's office.
Second. Motion been made with a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Show that you hired Clint, don't you?
That's what I was asking. You said no.
No, you said did we have to vote on. We already made that done that officially. But I'm saying, don't you officially have to do that?
You didn't even make the announcement of it, and it'd be part of the record, I would think. That would be appropriate. What'd you do when you hired me?
Hell, I can't remember. I had a stroke last February. I can't remember nothing.
Every time we hired a superintendent, we had to vote on it publicly.
I make a motion to hire Clint Carter as our next
county
administrator.
Motion's been made. Do I hear a second? We have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous.
That's up on that.
Now we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Now adjourn until February.